now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Get down off them horses. I don't favor looking up to the likes of you.
I don't know about that. A little harsh. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Santa Roberto out on the West Coast. And you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course, at Sports Byline USA, if Twitter is more your thing. We have affiliates all around the country. We love them. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, all the platforms, all the devices, it's about radio on the go and how you can get not only this show, but all the terrific programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Joe, would you explain it to the people?
I sure will, Bob. There are so many ways to take Sports Byline on the go with you, not the least of which is the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings as they happen, as well as on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, which is a great app that you can download to any device you can think of, be it Android, be it Apple, be it Windows-based, or simply go to iHeart.com. Wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. TuneIn Radio as well, again, that coveted app versatility. It can be downloaded to an Android device, an Apple's device, an Apple-based device, or a Windows-based device. You can go to TuneIn.com. Again, a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and perhaps most importantly, the American Forces Radio Network, where our good people of the armed forces can listen to the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on Sports Byline all over the globe.
No question about it. If you're celebrating summer like Joe and I always do, because we enjoy the fun in the sun, don't forget who protects us and makes it possible.
Besides sunscreen, it's the good people of our armed forces. On the other side, we will set the table and start knocking things down for a hump day edition of The Attack. We're the two biggest humps you'll find anywhere. We're Spano and Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
It's not a team without T-shirts.
Custom T-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new T-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
Hey, we love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100%. They're so good, they make us want to sing like,
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog made with 100% beef. Flame grilled anytime you want.
This July 4th weekend, put down the tongs, step away from the grill, and get to Burger King to try a grilled dog for just a dollar. Ask for the dollar grilled dog deal and get a classic grilled dog for a dollar. Only at Burger King. At participating restaurants on July 2nd and 3rd, limit 5 per transaction while supplies last.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Now the fun begins.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And we'll have some fun today in this hump day edition, my friend. Let's set her up and we'll start serving up some sports buffet.
Absolutely right about that, Bob. I mean, it's going to be a mixed bag. There's going to be some stories within the NBA as free agency approaches and some other interesting stories that we've dug up, but a lot of them are going to be focused on the upcoming free agency sweepstakes around the NBA, so we'll talk about that. There's some Major League Baseball stories. There's always an NFL story, and just all kinds of fun. It's really going to be a mixed bag edition for this hump day edition of The Attack. And then we take a break from all of that sports at 10 after hour number 2, 9, 10 a.m. Eastern time, when we're joined by Jordan Windle. He's an Olympic hopeful in diving for not even the road to Rio in 2016. We're looking all the way ahead to 2020 in Tokyo.
I'll tell you what, the way the road to Rio is going thus far, we may be looking forward to Tokyo.
They might want to take a detour someplace else, except it's too late. And maybe out of our interview with Jordan, that may be a direction that we go. But that remains to be seen, Bob. Why don't you take us away and we'll hit the ground running here for this Wednesday edition.
Well, it's all about NBA right now, and it's all about rumor and speculation. But there are certain things that are going to happen. And LeBron's agent has said, and the world certainly revolves around Cleveland, at least the sports world does. And he has said that he wants to return to the Cavaliers, but he's going to want a bigger deal as the salary cap is expanding. And the $24 million player option that was there, he is going to, or has officially declined, and he will become a free agent.
Right. And this is just the with an eye, as you said, towards getting a raise. You know, with the salary cap going up, the max money figure has gone up. And what LeBron will do, because the salary cap is going up again next year as a result of the rest of the TV packages coming into play. So what will happen is, or the money from them, so what will happen is he will do what he did last year or 2 years ago. He's going to sign the 1-1 deal again.
Yep.
Basically, he's going to sign a 2-year deal with a 1-year opt out. So what will happen is he'll get max money this year. He'll sign the 2-year deal for the max money with the 1-year opt out. And then after next season, he'll opt out again so that he can get that raise because the salary cap is going to go up again. And as a result, the max salary will go up again, and he'll be in line to make a few more $1 million. So I think after next year, we're kind of going to be done for a few years with the opt-outs. You'll start seeing players sign longer-term deals, and you won't see them opting out so much because after this wave of salary cap increases this year and next year, there will be a relative flatness to the cap until the next round of TV deals come into play for the NBA. So I think after next year that you're not going to see the opt-outs for a few years. They'll be written into the contracts, but I think you'll see a lot of guys staying put for 4 or 5 years, and money will go back to being a big decision, the fact that your own team can give you the most money in the most years. I think that will go back into being a big deciding factor for free agent destinations. This year and next year, it's really all about basketball because you don't want to lock yourself up with anybody long term.
No, no question about it. And the agents are paying attention very closely to what's going on, as well they should. The smarter agents are advising their players properly. You're seeing, and it's almost generational, Joe. You're seeing the Dwayne Wades and the Dwight Howards and the LeBron James and guys who have been stars on the scene for a long period of time. This is like perfect timing for these guys because some of them are at the peak of their skills. Some of them are past the peak of their skills, but they're still going to get top dollar because the timing is just right. There is TV money coming in, and the cap for these 2 years is going to escalate astronomically. After that, you're going to have that following generation of stars coming up that aren't going to have the same luxury, at least for a little while, of the one-and-done, two-year opt-out kind of situation. Then it's going to be a readjustment. Their agents are going to have to go to bat. They're going to have to see exactly what flexibility will be there within the cap once it's restructured. And they're going to have to make their money the old-fashioned way on long-term contracts. But timing right now is really good for some of these veteran NBA players.
No, you're exactly right. And what's going to happen is the best of the best of the best of the best, they're the ones that sign the one-and-one deals. You know, the LeBron Jameses, the Kevin Durants, you know, guys of that ilk, they're going to be signing those one-and-one deals. Those players that are the next step down but get max money, they're probably going to sign the longer-term deals because opting out is probably not going to get them any more money going forward. So when you see guys like Harrison Barnes, and he's just one example, who may get max money, he's
Chandler
not
Parsons.
Signing a one-and-one deal. Chandler right. Parsons, when those guys get max money, they're going to take the 4 or 5 years, and they're just going to get locked up because the opt-out for them is not going to have the benefits that it's going to have for true superstars like LeBron James and Dwayne Wade. Again, Dwight Howard, I don't know how wise his opt-out is, but that remains to be seen. So I don't think, you know, while I think you're going to see a lot of these opt-outs, some of them for the true superstars and top 10 players in the game who have that option within their contract, and some for lesser guys that just signed at contracts that are now below market value. But I think that group of guys one step down from the true superstars of the sport, guys like Harrison Barnes, guys like Chandler Parsons, maybe even guys like Hassan Whiteside, when they get that long-term max money offer, they'll sign it. And they may not be so excited about they may not prioritize putting an opt-out in there, and they may not be in a position to exercise it because it may not benefit them.
Yep.
So it's going to be something that's interesting to watch. And as you said, after next season, you know, the additional kick-up in revenue from the latest round of television contracts will all be in the NBA coffers. So you should see the salary cap, relatively speaking, level off, and that'll do away with a lot of the one-in-one deals and a lot of the opt-outs. And you'll see a lot of these guys, once they sign their long-term deals, stay put for 4 or 5 years.
Yep, no question about it. And if you're a franchise that's contending at that point in time, the stability aspect of it will benefit you. Because you're a star player who, no matter who he is at that point, the maximum amount of money is going to be with your franchise. So if you happen to be on the uptick as a franchise and maybe some guy bursts out and develops into one of the superstars within the league, because that kind of thing does happen in the NBA, your timing is going to be fortunate in that you will be able to lock that player down for the maximum amount of money, and he won't be able to opt out. So, or I mean, he will technically, but it probably won't because of the fact the best deal is going to be whatever hometown he's playing in at that given moment.
Fair enough, Bob. And, you know, as we get up against it here on the other side, you know, we had spent a lot of time talking about LeBron opting out. It's really just procedural in an effort to get himself a sizable raise with the expansion of the salary cap and the increase in revenue coming into the NBA, but he intends to re-sign with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Again,
nice.
It'll be a one-and-one deal.
It'll
be a two-year
change,
deal,
right,
with
bud?
Yes, Bob, very much so. It'll be a two-year deal. We'll opt out after 1 year. He'll take advantage and get another raise when the salary cap goes up again next offseason. But going forward now, the defending champions have to look at trying to keep their core together and also trying to subtly tweak that roster, as if you stand still in the NBA, you're going backwards. So on the other side, we'll talk about what that roster's going to look like perhaps for the 2016-2017 season. And then we'll move into some other news around the NBA as it relates to players opting in, opting out, and some other rumored movement. That's all next on The Attack, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. Your tweets at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. More of the Spano and Black Attack right after this.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Your idea here of a wrestling match here, you got 12 wrestlers around the ring, you got dancing midgets and leathers, you got Gerard, you got everything that you've ever wanted in a match.
You know, Joe, the more I hear that cut, the more I think that Tom Hanks stole that for League of Their Own.
Could be. I mean,
Maybe
he was a wrestling fan. What else can I possibly say? You know, that was the late, great Rowdy Roddy Piper, and he was one of a kind at cutting a promo, boy. And in 2 minutes, he could get you all fired up, and he made sure to sell tickets, and he sold out many a building in his day. And there are those that say without Roddy Piper, There is no WrestleMania, and maybe as a result, there is no Hulk Hogan.
Possibility. Possibility. Yeah. He was a salesman, wasn't he?
He sure was. He was that. He was a salesman and very quietly a family man. Lived out in the backwoods of Oregon. Had the same wife. Raised himself a nice big family. Stayed out of the spotlight and saved his money.
Yes, he did. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. At Joe Spano 56. At Bob Black 71. And, of course, at Sports Byline USA. That's a, you know, it's funny when we were going on a break, man. Wouldn't it be nice if we got an $8 million raise each year?
Yeah. We take an $8 raise each year, but we ain't getting no $8 million raise. LeBron is, and a lot of these guys are, as they're going to do the hokey pokey. They'll sign the 2-year deal like we talked about with the 1-year opt out, and they'll all get the raise again next year. And then after that, they'll have to settle for a while, and as their earnings will kind of plateau and flatten out a little bit. But that said, the defending NBA champions, the Cleveland Cavaliers, unlike some of the teams that will be in hot pursuit of them, they're not going to be able to do very much to reshape their roster. The team they took last year to war is the team they're bringing to war this year, in essence. Whether that's enough remains to be seen. We know the Golden State Warriors are going to be incredibly aggressive in their efforts to reshape their roster slightly. I mean, it's not going to be upheaval. They get Kevin Durant, things change a lot. The Oklahoma City Thunder, they've made their stab. If they bring back Durant, we know the roster that they're basically bringing in. San Antonio Spurs, they're going to try and reshape their roster a little bit. And then there's a whole bunch of other teams that we've talked about that are going to do some things to try and keep up with the Joneses and move up their fortunes. But let's start with the Cavaliers. Obviously, LeBron opts out to opt back in at a higher price. And with that being the case, you want to negotiate his deal and then wait until last to sign him, because you can use his bird rights to go over the cap and you have extra money to spend in an effort to reshape this roster, because you do have people you have to bring back. You're not going to be able to make many changes. You know, the core looks like it's going to be there. I don't see them swinging any sort of Kevin Love deal, because if they were going to, they would have done it. I think they would have done it by now. So I think the core, I think their big three is coming back intact, and they'll have to figure out how they all fit together. It's become abundantly clear that Kyrie Irving and LeBron James have figured out how to play together. Now they have to figure out how to include Kevin Love and figure out what he is. And I guess for him, what he needs to do is take a look at what happened in Miami and try and be a little more Chris Bosh, because that's the way this is all shaken out. He needs to become Chris Bosh. Like, you know, do a better job on the boards, defend better, you know, do the little things. When we ask you to score more, score more. So I think for him, and he is coming back more than likely, he needs to be more Chris Bosh-like. I think that's an important thing for him. J.R. Smith, they need to bring him back. You know, I never thought I'd say this. I'm not a J.R. Smith fan, but LeBron likes him. And that's really all that matters at the end of the day, number one. Number two, he fits very well with what they do. They need a sniper. They need a guy at that two-guard position that can shoot the ball from deep. He's that. He's become a very good defender. Just look back at the NBA Finals and what he did in helping to defend Klay Thompson and Steph Curry. So he can defend. And also, he makes quick decisions with the basketball. He doesn't play hero ball, and the ball doesn't stay in his hands very long. He either shoots it every once in a while he dribble penetrates, and I wish he'd do more of that. When he does more of it, he's a better offensive player. But he either shoots the ball or he passes the basketball. And with guys that need the ball in their hands a lot on that roster, like LeBron and Kyrie, these other things that J.R. Smith can do fit very well with what the Cleveland Cavaliers want to do. So I'm a believer that J.R. Smith has to come back. Richard Jefferson was going to retire. He's now hedging his bet there. If he doesn't retire, they'll bring him back at a very affordable rate. But from there, a couple of the back of the rotation guys may be looking for different homes, and that those very back spots of the roster from guy number 8, 9, 10, 11, they may look a little different next year.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty fair assessment. Let's back it up to Kevin Love. You know, it is interesting. He got the ring. He got his championship. Now, ultimately, he's going to have to decide whether or not the taste of winning will supersede him being the number one guy on another team somewhere down the line. They bought gravitas is what they did. By winning the championship, he has bought time to fit in. He's still, you know, Joe, for the flaws in his game last year, he still had 10 boards per game in 31 minutes. You know, he played pretty decent defense at spots during the course of the playoffs. And, you know, let's not forget, he probably made the key defensive play in Game 7 when he smothered Steph Curry as Curry was getting ready to drive and penetrate. And he was all over him like Vishnu, and he couldn't get around him and had to pass the ball out. You know, granted, it was one play, but it was a key play within that game. I think you're 100% right, though. Accepting that Chris Bosh role of being the everyman, there's going to be nights when you need to score. There's going to be nights when you just need to rebound. There's going to be nights when you need to play the middle. There's going to be nights when you need to play the four. If he can buy into that ego-wise, because Lord knows he's getting paid, they could be as impressive as far as putting their team together into cohesiveness, maybe more so than they were this past year, and they actually got the ring. So I think you're spot on right with Kevin Love. The rest of the pieces, you know, J.R. Smith, he put his game into a team concept. LeBron likes him, as you said. Richard Jefferson, LeBron likes him, you know. And, I mean, these guys are probably going to fit in, but there are certain
and
guys.
Give Jefferson credit. He gave them a lot last year.
Oh, he gave them quality minutes. Absolutely.
So absolutely. There's a lot of basketball left. The guys I think that end up being on the hop are guys like Matthew Dellavedova.
Yep.
You know, it really doesn't have much to do with what he didn't do in the NBA Finals. It has to do with this explosion in the salary cap. He's a restricted free agent, and somebody's going to offer him huge dollars.
Yeah.
And if the dollars end up somewhere at around $9, $10, $11 million a year, the Cavs will probably let him go. They can't afford to bring him back.
Yeah.
And they'll let him move on. Valuable piece, but not at that price. And somebody who needs a role-playing point guard may bring him in at that price.
Yep.
So I think he may be on the hop. I think Timothy Mozgov is certainly on the hop.
Yep.
And, you know, I think, you know, they'll bring back James Jones for the veteran minimum to carry LeBron's bags. And the nice thing about Jones, you don't call upon him much, but when you do, guess what? He can always stretch the floor and give you quality minutes. Mo Williams, if because he opted in, if Dellavedova leaves, Mo Williams will take that backup point guard position. So it'll you know, and Iman Shumpert's still going to be there. So I think the core of this roster is going to look very much like it did this past season, with a couple of slight tweaks that won't help him much and won't hurt him much, Bob.
Yeah, and I mean, look, if Mozgov moves on, again, we talked about free agency and what you're willing to pay. There will be a size guy that they can bring in on the just in case, because they get significantly smaller with him not there. I mean, Channing Frye played well, but he's not a true center. Kevin Love, you want to give him limited exposure at the five, and Tristan Thompson is undersized. So they'll probably be looking for a bigger body. And, you know, Mozgov, look, he's shown if you're playing traditional NBA ball, which few teams are, but there's still some out there, he's a good fit on some teams, and he would be a very good fit on the Boston Celtics, quite frankly.
New York Knicks now need a five. Maybe
yep,
there's a reunion there, and he showed he could play. He just a lot of what happened with Mozgov was the desire to space the floor and go small.
Right.
I don't think, you know, people can take it as an indictment of Mozgov's play the down year. I don't. Put in the right situation, I think he can play quite well, and he showed that. He was pivotal to the Cavaliers' run to the NBA Finals last year? Is he a star? No. But he's a solid 10-7 guy, 30-odd minutes a night. Does a lot of things for you. He's a quality five.
Yep.
And he's not a bad athlete. And if you do go, if the opposition does go a little smaller, he's not going to get crushed in those situations. So I think the Cavaliers basically are going to be one of those teams as the defending NBA champions with almost no cap flexibility. A team that kind of stands pat outside of the very back of their rotation. Whether that'll be enough as other teams evolve and shift and make changes remains to be seen. And on the other side, let's talk about some other teams that are looking to make some changes and what they've done thus far and what they're looking to do. That's next on The Attack, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You're checking us out on Sports Byline. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, so much for that. Personally, I think we got hosed on that call.
You're back with The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. And we're exploring free agency and specifically Cleveland. And, you know, we've talked about it many times, my friend, before we move on to other teams. You stand still, you're going backwards. But treading water for 1 year with this basketball team, if they bring back the key components, may be enough to get them out of the East yet again, depending on whether or not Kevin Durant ends up in the Eastern Conference, because I don't see another player out there that can impact an Eastern Conference team to put them on the level as the Cleveland Cavaliers.
I think that's a fair statement. whoever they would battle in the NBA Finals, if that would be the case, would probably be a favorite over them if they stand pat, especially if their opposition does not. And but again, they don't have much of a choice here. They can't get what they want for Kevin Love and what is fair market value that will help them more. So you hope to integrate him into that big three. What they have figured out is how this big three is going to come together, which was something we've questioned for the better part of 2 years.
Yep.
We now see how it's all going to shake out. LeBron will be number one until LeBron is no longer number one. Kyrie Irving is clearly number two. He's an incredible shot maker. He's great with the ball in his hands. He's the clear-cut number two. You know, Kevin Love's Chris Bosh. Embrace the role, and perhaps there's an ability for this big three and this Cleveland Cavaliers team to take a step that they haven't even yet taken up until this point. And maybe that in and of itself helps elevate them to heights they haven't yet reached. That's about all you can hope for, because you're going to bring back J.R. Smith one way or another. You know, Richard Jefferson's going to come back. James Jones is going to come back. Iman Shumpert will be there again. You know, Tristan Thompson's back. So most of your core is there. There's not, you know, Mo Williams probably steps in for Dellavedova, who I think likely moves on. You don't worry about Mozgov. As you said, it's a market full of bigs. You get a cheap big to sit on the bench to be there when you need him. And you kind of fill out the roster, so not much changes. You don't have an ability to get any better, barring that. And you're likely, with even losing some of these small pieces, not really going to get significantly or any worse. So the only way you can really improve is to get something that up until now you haven't gotten out of your big three.
Yeah, and if that ends up being the case, if he does embrace, he being Love, the Bosh role, then it's almost like getting an additional piece, because even with their success this year, even with getting the ring, he was kind of the square peg in the round hole. If he can figure it out, then they actually get a little better next year. And if they get better, well, they could repeat.
Fair enough. Couldn't agree with you more, Bob. Distinct possibility. What do you say we move along and talk about the fortunes of perhaps some of these other teams in the NBA and some of their latest rumored and factual movement? Take us away. Where you want to go next?
Well, I mean, you know, the Lakers are going to get their meeting with Durant, and he's got the whole world coming to him, as well as he should. But, you know, again, I
not going to the Lakers.
I don't see
I don't even know if they're getting their meeting for sure. I've read different things. If they get their meeting, great. He gets a free lunch, but he's not going to Lakers. Forget about it. Waste of time. He's going to either the Oklahoma City Thunder or back to the Oklahoma City Thunder, the Golden State Warriors, or the San Antonio Spurs. Everybody else is getting meetings. They're really wasting their time. I don't think he's going to any of these other stops.
I don't think so either. But, you know, like you said, what's wrong with a free lunch?
You know, and it'll be a nice lunch. It'll be a nice lunch out in Hamptons.
Yes,
originally he was going to take all these meetings in L.A., and then all of a sudden it came, well, he's on the East Coast. He's going to take them all in New York, and particularly on the East End. So everybody travels out east. Have fun in the Hamptons. Enjoy it, and we'll see where Kevin Durant goes. I still think the Thunder are the favorite, just from a pure basketball standpoint. I think Golden State's second. I think the Spurs are third. I think everybody else is way back from there. And, you know, Pat Riley and the Heat will get their meeting. I don't see a marriage there. If the Celtics get their meeting, there from a basketball standpoint is a possibility. I don't think it's going to happen. I said, you know, OKC 1, Golden State 2, San Antonio 3. I think everybody's distant behind that.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, I think certain teams will come up with really creative pitches. I mean, you can certainly sell the Celtics. And never underestimate Pat Riley and the allure of South Beach. I mean, it's a stable organization. They still have star power on the roster. He would be the biggest star if he came in the same way that LeBron comes in. I don't see it happening. But I think if they get their meeting, it'll be an intriguing sell for Kevin Durant. And if you happen to live on Long Island, where we do, and you see a helicopter going over, you might actually have some NBA players in it or executives heading out east to the Hamptons. You never know.
Very true, Bob. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to weigh in, that number again to get involved, 800-878-7529 on Twitter, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. An NBA free agency and rumored movement is the order of the day. So weigh in on anything we've talked about or any of the other movement that you've heard speculated about at 800-878-PLAY.
No, I was going to say, do you see any intrigue here? It's kind of the blueprint of what happened last year with Dwayne Wade and the Miami Heat. But is there fire behind the smoke that he may
about him leaving
on? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll tell you why. There was some acrimony last year in how this all played out. And Mickey Aronson needed to step in. It wasn't just Pat Riley getting it done. They needed Mickey Aronson to step in to get this done. Now, Dwayne Wade's not the player he was. And as a result, with the Heat having some roster inflexibility issues, you know, they may lose Hassan Whiteside. They'd like to keep him. The uncertainty surrounding Chris Bosh. Well, Dwayne Wade's going to want the mother load, and I don't think the Heat are going to be willing to pay him the mother load. And I think there's some issues here. So it looks to me Dwayne Wade's going to be more than happy to explore the market, and it's a market awash with cash. And if you are a star caliber two guard away, in your mind, from moving up in the pecking order and perhaps contending for an NBA title, and you have the money available, you will throw it at Dwayne Wade. And, you know, he's in that situation with his age. I don't think he's doing a one-in-one deal. I think he's looking at locking in as long a contract as he can for the last contract. Maybe he does put the opt-out in there, but I don't think it's a two-year deal with a one-in-one. I think it's a four- or five-year deal with an opt-out after year one. So I definitely think there's this time around, there's a real chance that Dwayne Wade finds a new home, because he may not be economically feasible for the Miami Heat as far as their long and short-term expectations, and somebody may swoop in and take him. So I definitely do think there's fire there, and there's a chance that Dwayne Wade finds a new home.
Yep. Well, you know something, though? It's interesting in that if he's looking for the long-term deal, I think he's going to be very disappointed as to what value is placed on him out in the free market, because it's just, look, I mean, the guy has defied age. He still played great last year, but there has been injury over the course of the last few years. He still gives you his A game every time he's out on the court, but it's not always the best of what Dwayne Wade was. And look, injury and age will do that to you. It would seem to make sense to me to just take the bigger payday with the opt-out, do the first year, and then opt back in. And this way you don't have to worry about length of contract. You know, try to get the numbers right off the top through whatever organization, not even necessarily the Miami Heat, but keep with the short term. You can still get your money, but opt back in on that second year and then play it by ear after that.
You mean put an opt out in there, and if you like the chances and numbers, opt out and try and get the payday. And if you don't like the opportunities, just opt back in and stay where you are.
Right.
Is that what you're driving at? That's what I'm asking, because I'm a little confused at what you're throwing
absolutely.
Out there.
No, absolutely. And then you'll still get the money. It'll just be on the shorter term. And if you want to vagabond around on the back end of your career, you're still going to get paid. It's not going to be as extensive, but you still will have made your money as far as what you were expecting on the long-term deal. And I just look, I mean, if you're a GM and Dwayne Wade's in the market, and he's looking for 4 years, name the number. Are you giving it to him?
Me, no. But there's going to be somebody that does. You know, and any deal, I think what he's going to see, in just looking at his advanced age and looking at this climate, you know, he's not in the Kevin Durant, LeBron James situation where he says, okay, I'll do 2 years with an opt-out after one because I don't want to lock myself up yet. He's Dwayne Wade. He's, what, 34, 35, 36 years old, whatever the heck age he is?
Right.
And, you know, he's dealt with injuries, and he's definitely way further along on the back nine than any of the other names that I mentioned. So while he may want to build an opt-out in there after year one so he can explore things, I have a feeling he's going to want a longer-term deal because of where he is, because this may well be his last deal. Now, if it's me, Am I signing him to the aforementioned long-term deal? No. It's bad business for me because I'm not going to get my money's worth at the back of that deal. And it's going to cripple me going forward. But in this environment, awash in cash, a team that thinks they're a Dwayne Wade away from being a true title contender will swoop in there and give him that kind of money. I think Pat Riley's going to be cautious. Like I said, last year they needed Mickey Aronson to step in, or Dwayne Wade would not have been a member of the Miami Heat last season. I don't know that he steps in 2 years in a row, and I think there's a real chance Dwayne Wade moves on. There is some acrimony between both sides, and Pat Riley's not going to overpay for an old Dwayne Wade. He has enough issues with that roster.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment all the way around. I mean, look, it would it be a PR nightmare for Miami? Yeah, it would. But as far as a strict business decision, I can get it if they decide to let them go. And along the same ilk, you know, look at Spoelstra's looking for his extension right now because he recognizes that this roster is going to be a roster in transition. He's going to be vulnerable. Chances are pretty good Miami's not going to win. Well, I mean, they'll win. They may be one of those fringe playoff teams, but they're not going to contend for a title unless everything falls absolutely correctly for them. He wants to be a part of it. He wants to get paid. He also wants to protect himself long-term because, as we all know, coaches in the NBA are pretty disposable.
With teams getting better in the East around them, they do have to have a lot fall right. Bosch has to return to health and have an ability to be their best player. Wade has to come back. They have to figure out a way to keep Hassan Whiteside and a whole lot more. And I don't know that all those things are going to happen, so I think you make a very valid point about the future of the Miami Heat. I don't think they fall out of the top eight quite yet, but in the next couple of years, depending on how this all shakes out, it's a distinct possibility. As teams like Orlando and teams like Detroit and some other teams, you know, Philadelphia maybe eventually gets it right. You know, as these teams put things together, they're going to be heading in the right direction and the Miami Heat will be heading in the wrong direction.
Yep, and they were trying to remedy that last year when they made the Dragic deal and they're trying to transition on the fly. But unfortunately for them, age and in some instances health is conspiring against their master plan. It's going to be a tough road down there in South Beach. They're one of the teams intrigue-wise, Joe. I'm really curious to see how it plays out.
Well, we're certainly going to have an opportunity over the next couple of weeks. You know, do they hit the lottery or do they just miss? Well, we're going to see, and then we'll have a better idea of what this all means. But we'll tie a bow around hour one on the other side. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. When you smash us together, we're the Spano and Black Attack. You're checking us out on Sports Byline. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Funny how? I mean, what's funny about it?
Tommy, no, you got it all wrong.
Eh? Oh, Anthony. He's a big boy. He knows what he said. What'd you say?
You're right.
Funny how? What?
Just, you know, you're funny.
You mean,
so?
Let me understand this, because I, you know, maybe it's me, but I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Just, you know how you tell a story, what?
No, no, I don't know. You said it. How do I know? You said I'm funny. Tell me. Tell me what's funny.
Welcome back to the Attack at Joe Spano 56 at Bob Black 71 and of course at Sports Byline USA. Is that the negotiation process right there?
Pretty much.
Is that agents to GM right there or GMs to agents?
You want me to come and play here? That's funny.
You want to pay me how much? That's funny. You know, it's funny the way you explain the salary. Oh, I amuse you? I'm a clown? Yeah, okay.
Well, it's been a fun, lively hour one, Bob. We mixed it up all over the place. We talked a lot about free agency, whether it be the Cavs and LeBron opting out and the future short-term, you know, the short-term future direction of that franchise. We also rolled into the Miami Heat and some of the struggles that they may have. And in hour two, we'll continue this discussion. As there's a couple of more stories coming out of the NBA, we'll dive into those. We got Jordan Wendell coming up. We got Jordan Wendell coming up at 10 after hour number two. And then as time permits, we'll get to some of the other stories around the world of sports. But we've got to step aside right now here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Then Bob and I'll be back at you with a big hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
This is following their plan. Their plan is to attack this way, like in Turkey, to attack the way they did in San Bernardino and Orlando with self-inspired jihadists.
Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani on Fox saying that people are only safe when we're on the offensive. He says the attacks like the one in Istanbul continue happening because there's no pressure on the enemy. We now know that more than 40 people were killed in the attack on Tuesday, which started with terrorists opening fire on people outside a security checkpoint. After exchanging gunfire with police, the bombers blew themselves up. Turkey's prime minister saying ISIS is likely behind the attack, and Rudy Giuliani goes on to say the attacks haven't stopped because we're not winning the fights.
The best way to deal with Islamic terrorism is to destroy them before they destroy you.
And in addition to the more than 40 people killed in Istanbul, more than 230 were injured. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, we love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100%. They're so good, they make us want to sing like,
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog made with 100% beef. Flame grilled anytime you want.
This July 4th weekend, put down the tongs, step away from the grill, and get to Burger King to try a grilled dog for just a dollar. Ask for the dollar grilled dog deal and get a classic grilled dog for a dollar. Only at Burger King. At participating restaurants on July 2nd and 3rd, limit 5 per transaction while supplies last.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Toyota recalls nearly 1.5 million hybrid Prius and Lexus models because of a possible airbag inflator problem. The recall affecting 2010 to 2012 cars, nearly 500,000 were sold in the United States. They say the inflators could have a small crack in a weld, which could cause the airbag to partially inflate, increasing the chance of injury. Well, the Benghazi report is now out, and Dr. Sean Foreman of Barry University says the report may not have too much of an effect on voters this November. He says the report probably reinforces what people already think about Hillary Clinton.
I don't think that it does any further damage to Hillary Clinton other than the perception that people already have that she bungled the response to Benghazi.
Hillary Clinton now says it's time to move on. Firefighters corral one of the biggest wildfires of the summer. Fire managers in Central California say the Erskine Fire in the foothills northeast of Bakersfield is about 60% contained, the fire killing two people, burning more than 70 square miles since Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Well, the Supreme Court rules it's unfair to women to impose restrictions to make abortion clinics safe. USA Radio senior correspondent Jason Wirt reports this
Texas
morning.
Texas laws that protected the health and welfare of women seeking abortions were struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court. Matt Staver of the Liberty Council told USA Radio News, it's time for American citizens to have their states exercise the 10th Amendment.
I mean, this is absolutely unbelievable. I think it's time that the American public and certainly the states draw a line in the sand and say, this is enough. You know, we're tired of being dictated to from on high.
Staver said he hopes Texas will take other steps to keep abortion clinics from having unsanitary and unsafe conditions. I'm Jason Wirt.
In New Jersey, a Newark man's being sentenced in the so-called nanny cam attack. Sarah Lee Kessler has that story.
Sean Curtis was convicted earlier this month of robbing and beating the woman and throwing her down a basement staircase after breaking into her home in Milburn. The brutal attack captured on camera while the victim's 3-year-old daughter cowered just a few feet away and her 18-month-old son slept upstairs. The woman testified that 3 years later, she still has no feeling on one side of her face and limited movement because of a knee injury. Sarah Lee Kessler, New Jersey.
Well, Sarah, Michael Phelps is back in the pool and competing at a high level. The 18-time Olympic gold medalist dominating to advance to the 200-meter butterfly final at the U.S. Swim Trials in Omaha last night. The finals of the event tonight. This is USA Radio News.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of the Attack, Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for a ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. They love us. We love them back. We do. We love them with passion. However, it's all about radio on the go. Radio on the go, the platforms, the devices. Radio in the 21st century and all the ways you can get this show and all the terrific programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Joe, take it away.
All righty, Bob. Let's talk about number one, the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, which is one of the great ways that you can take the network on the go with you. It's sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to listen to all the doings on the network as they happen. And also, if you access our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. So all that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, which is a terrific app. Again, you can download it to any device you can think of, whether it be a Windows-based device, an Apple-based device, or an Android-based device. They have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and they also have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel at iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. Again, app versatility, Apple, Windows, Android. You can go to TuneIn.com. A wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as that coveted Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And perhaps most importantly, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack. All the other great programming on Sports Byline each and every day.
No question about it, as we're approaching this July 4th weekend. Thanks for the service. We appreciate it.
Well, Bob, on the other side, we're going to switch gears. Not even road to Rio, road to Tokyo. Jordan Windle, Olympic hopeful in U.S. diving for 2020, joins us next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You keep it where it's at.
It's not a team without T-shirts.
Custom T-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new T-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
Hey, we love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100%. They're so good, they make us want to sing like...
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog. Made with 100% beef. Flame grilled anytime you want.
This July 4th weekend, put down the tongs, step away from the grill, and get to Burger King to try a grilled dog for just a dollar. Ask for the dollar grilled dog deal and get a classic grilled dog for a dollar. Only at Burger King. At participating restaurants on July 2nd and 3rd, limit 5 per transaction while supplies last.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Phone's going to hold for a couple of minutes as we're joined by Jordan Wendell, who is an Olympic hopeful. Not for Rio, but for Tokyo in 2020, and he joins us here on The Attack. Good morning, Jordan. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning, Bob. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, along with Joe Spano here. And, Jordan, it's kind of interesting. TD Ameritrade has hooked you up with mentors, and you among other athletes. Let's talk about, why don't you walk us through the process on how all of this came about?
Yeah, sure. So TD Ameritrade has given me an amazing opportunity to live the Olympic experience and to be mentored by David Wadaya, who was the 2012 Olympic gold medalist for the 10-meter platform. I know that it'll help me because, you know, it takes it all. I can take it in with the pressure of competing this time around. When it's my turn to compete at the Olympics, you know, I think I'd be a little more focused than ever. Also, TD Ameritrade is helping me to invest in my future success as a diver and in my future financial success. So it's helping me a ton in multiple ways.
Well, Jordan, let's talk a little bit about your life. Your life is a little unusual in that while most kids your age are just going to high school, and some of us that were very good high school athletes, we competed on that level and we played ball and we had fun, but you're a world-class athlete, and it must be kind of unique, and there must be some unique challenges where a certain level of your youth is missing as you pursue your Olympic dream. Talk a little bit about the experiences of youth and how much different your teen years are than most normal teens.
Sure. So for a normal day for me would be I wake up at 6 o'clock, have breakfast, go to practice at 7, and then train from 7:30 to 9:30. After that, I come home, eat some lunch. I do school, which is a virtual school, International Connections Academy, for a certain amount of time, probably like, 4 hours or so. And then around 3:30, I come back to the pool. I train again until 5:30. And then I also have to coach from 6 to 7:30. After that, and once that's all over, I come back and try to do school, just finish up for the rest of the day. And normally that takes until probably 11:30 to midnight. So I have a lot going on in one day.
So how do you keep it balanced, I guess, is the next question. What do you do? What are your outlets outside of diving? that maintain, you know, make you be a normal teen?
You know, I don't get to do a ton of stuff just because I don't go to, like, a normal high school or a brick-and-mortar school. So the things I do for fun are hang out with my teammates. We go to movies, we go bowling, just the usual stuff, but I don't get to have fun all the time. Like, kids during the summer get to go to summer camps and do, you know, exciting things, kind of like go on different adventures. But as for me and other high-class athletes, we have to stay, train, and prepare ourselves for the next upcoming events and competitions so that, you know, hopefully in the future we can reach our goals.
One of the things I didn't hear mentioned in there was time with a significant other. I take it it's hard to date when you're a world-class athlete and you're in the pool twice a day and you got to squeeze some virtual school in there as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I don't, I haven't dated in a while just because it'll be a little difficult, with traveling. I have been going, you know, around the country or around the world traveling for USA and competing. So I haven't really found the time to go out on dates with other people, but you know, hopefully, once everything settles down, I find someone nice. So.
Well, you know, on the other side of the coin though, from what you're not experiencing as far as maybe the high school experience, you are getting to see the world, and I would imagine for you that exploration into other cultures and other societies has been a real eye-opener, hasn't it?
Exactly, yeah. I've always enjoyed this sport, and it's given me tons of opportunities to meet new people, like you said, see different cultures and experience that. And, you know, it's just an exciting journey and a lesson as well. So, you know, I couldn't be more thankful for what I have.
Those are the dulcet tones of 2020 Olympic hopeful Jordan Wendell joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. 2020 is a long way away. Now, take us through what you expect the next 4 years to be. Where do we go from here? You know, Rio's a little more than a month away. It's about 45 days away at this point. Will you be going there and trying to embrace some of that experience and just see what that's all about? And then from there, what happens over the next 4 years as you have to qualify for the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo, Japan?
Yeah, so once I'm able to actually go to the 2016 Rio Games, the Olympics, I will take in as much as I can. I'm going to cheer on for my team as well. But, you know, I think actually going there, it'll be, you know, it'll be great to experience that and kind of, you know, be in the atmosphere of seeing how people compete and how they take it in and, you know, just how they use that to, you know, dive the best that they can. Because it's a lot of pressure to compete at Olympics. And I've been told by my mentor, who's David Bodaya, that, you know, it's kind of hard to compete against these amazing divers. But, you know, I do want to be there and to actually see it with my own eyes. And hopefully, you know, being able to experience that for 2020, I think I'll be, you know, pretty prepared and I know what to expect a little more. So I think I'll be kind of like a little more in my prime. I also have 4 years of more experience of training and getting myself even more prepared than I was during the 2016. So, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to it and hopefully I come out on top and am able to go to Tokyo.
Well, you said that David's talked to you about the pressure of competing in the Olympics and the experience itself. In what other aspects has he spoken to you about, you know, your training or nutrition or anything along those lines? And has he altered anything in your approach?
He isn't really more as altered. He has given me mainly just diving tips because, like I said, diving against all these amazing divers around the world, that are so, you know, past even my level, it does put a lot of pressure on a person. And he told me that, you know, I just have to take my dive step by step. Don't think about what's going to happen, you know, in the future. Just stay in the moment, focus on that, and once that's all over, push it away and move on. And, you know, I've just kind of worked my diving around that, and, you know, I've been kind of successful with it. So I'm going to stick with that, and hopefully you know, I'm able to do really well.
One more before we let you run. And I read a book once. You've actually written a book. So tell us a little. And you did it at the age of 10. I had read a book by age 10, and I haven't read one since. But tell us a little bit about the book you wrote, and tell us about that experience and that journey before we let you run out the door.
Okay, of course. Yeah, so my dad and I wrote a children's book called An Orphan No More, A True Story of a Boy. And it's pretty much about how my dad adopted me and how my life became to be what it is now. And, you know, instead of it actually being the person I am a little brown duckling who was abandoned, and my dad is a white leghorn rooster who found me in a rustled nest and, you know, took care of me, nourished me, and raised me as his own child. And, you know, it's just exactly my story, and we just kind of wanted to spread it to other younger children and show that once given an opportunity, you can do great things. And also, you can find that at anorphannomore.com and, you know, just find all the details there. But that's pretty much about it.
Well, Jordan, we're going to let you run because it's probably time for school. You got to get that education. You know, you got a long and winding future ahead of you. Best of luck going forward. I have every confidence that we'll be speaking to you several times before the 2020 Games in Tokyo. Thanks so much for a few minutes.
No problem. Thank you.
You got it. Bye-bye now. That was Jordan Windle, Olympic hopeful for the 2020 Tokyo Games, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack, Bob, and telling us a very, very interesting story.
Yeah, I mean, his future is wide open, as the Tom Petty song goes, but he's one of those kids. He really seems to have a level head, doesn't he?
Sure does, Bob. And it's interesting. You know, we'll be speaking to him again a whole bunch of times between now and 2020 in Tokyo.
Oh,
on the other side, back to the NBA we go. Your calls at 800-878-PLAY. Your tweets at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA, at Bob Black 71. More of the Attack right after this.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You see, everything is all right.
Well, indeed it is. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. And that was a nice interview. A level-headed kid pointing towards Tokyo in 2020 and seems to know exactly what he wants and how he's going to go about getting there.
Very much so, Bob. Dedicated to his craft. And, you know, there's some sacrifices that are made as a result. And I like to spotlight that. You don't get the typical teen life experience, but he's laser focused. And we hope to be speaking to him many times before 2020. And we hope he's diving on the board in 2020 in Tokyo.
Yep.
1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to weigh in, again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. And, you know, the NBA, all fair game. You know, the rumors, the news, that's where you can weigh in on this edition of The Attack. And be sure to follow us on Twitter, most importantly, at Sports Byline USA, for all the great programming updates, including what's coming up on Best of Byline, that two-hour block, 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific time weekdays, gives you a second chance to catch anything you missed on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Bob.
You know, I want to continue NBA if you're down with that.
Go ahead.
All right. You know, I'm glad Timmy's opted in. I hope he gives it one last year. I mean, I know the skills have truly diminished finally on Tim Duncan. And, you know, I've heard people weigh in, oh, it was so sad to watch him. And no, it's not. He still had something left in the game. Not as much as it was. And, yeah, he got exposed in the playoffs a little bit. I get that. But I would like to see him do that 20th year. I'd like to see him have the farewell tour. I still think he can contribute. Certainly Greg Popovich is not going to let a player with diminished skills keep him from striving for another championship. He will spot Tim Duncan where he needs to be put. And, you know, I want to see the last rodeo. I do. I have to admit, from a selfish point of view, I want to see the last go-round of Tim Duncan.
Well, you know, Bob, despite opting in, Tim Duncan still left his options open. He opted in to leave the options open. So, and he picks up the player option, and he, at this point, is still unsure if he's going to play in the 2016-2017 season. He's made no confirmation of that. He opts in, he leaves that option open, and we'll be waiting, you know, some period of time before he finalizes that decision. I do think by opting in, he's left that door open, and it's pretty likely, off of the disappointment of last year, that the Spurs retool and Tim Duncan is in for one last rodeo. I really thought last year was going to be the last rodeo. I also believe that the skills have declined enough at this point, approaching 40 and approaching his 20th year in the league, that he might be best served having made last year his last rodeo. But I never tell anybody what to do with their legacy or when it's time to go. You know, playing another year of basketball is not dangerous to him. So if he wants to play,
right,
play. He opted in. I'm sure if he says, I want to continue, he'll be welcomed back to the San Antonio Spurs with open arms in a much more limited role than he even had last year.
Yeah. And I mean, look, Pop is good like that. If it was another team where he was going to have to be the focal point of what was going on to a certain degree, and you know, they were going to count on him to have that one last hurrah of being the great Tim Duncan, I would be in the camp of, all right, last year it got exposed a little bit, step aside, you know, go out the door. And again, you and I never tell somebody how to approach their future, but I would be leaning in that direction, hang it up. I feel he can be used properly. It's still a winning organization. They will make the playoffs if he's on that roster next year, not necessarily because of him, but the fact that the roster is put together really well, and they have the best head coach in the history of basketball. It would be nice to see him be a part of that, and regardless of how, if it turns out in a championship or just making a playoff appearance and maybe getting to the finals or the Western Conference finals, it still will be nice to see a Timmy farewell tour. And like I said, that's the selfish perspective from my part. The guy's skill set has been so amazing over so many years, best power forward in the history of the game, that I selfishly want to see one last go-round with him.
Okay, I get where you're going. I mean, if he does come back, and I think it's pretty likely, you know, you opt in to keep your options open, but I think he will come back for that one more year in an even more diminished role, and they'll compliment him. It looks like they're in hot pursuit of a Pau Gasol, also an aging power player, power forward slash center, who still has a couple of years left. He's been incredibly productive his last couple of years in Chicago. You add him to the mix, and that's yet another power player that can help the San Antonio Spurs. I don't know if that alone is enough to elevate them past some of the other teams in the NBA, as they were exposed to some degree in the postseason. But Pop and R.C. Buford are brilliant basketball people, and they'll do whatever they can and whatever it takes to put the best product out there for the San Antonio Spurs and put them in the best position to succeed. Pau Gasol, coupled with the diminished Tim Duncan, could be another good piece to lengthen that bench, to provide another power option. In the case of Gasol, he would probably start next to LaMarcus Aldridge and Kawhi Leonard, and that would be a pretty fearsome front line in today's small ball NBA as far as its ability to score, rebound, block shots, and play defense. So there's some intriguing things going on with San Antonio, as they're not getting talked about as much as some of these other teams, but boy, they're trying to keep up with the Joneses, and I have a lot of confidence in Greg Popovich and R.C. Buford to do just that.
Yeah, and it looks like Manu's, you know, he's going to be back as well, which is, to me, a little bit more of a surprise. I kind of had a feeling last year was going to be it for him, but he wants to go one more. And, you know, again, these guys, and we talked about it all the time, Joe, these are players who already bought into the team concept. So you don't have to convince them to subjugate their egos and take lesser roles. They understand exactly how the mechanism works in San Antonio. So if, regardless of how the minutes are doled out by Greg Popovich, you won't hear a rumble. You won't see a ripple in the water. You won't see any dissent in that locker room. And how can these guys with all their experience and all their rings be anything but an asset in that locker room as the Spur franchise tries to retool on the fly?
That's a fair statement, Bob, and accurate. And I think we move forward, and we'll keep an eye on the Spurs like we keep on an eye on so many teams as to what they do to address their needs and their efforts to keep up with the Joneses. But let's head west and north, and let's go to Golden State, who's decided to bring Sean Livingston back. $5.7 million for 2016-2017. It compromises some of their flexibility as far as tweaking this roster, but they like him so much as a backup point guard and complete change of pace from Steph Curry in the starting, you know, as it relates to the starting point guard compared to the reserve point guard. And they also like Livingston's ability when Steph is out to step into the starting lineup and for that starting lineup to not miss a beat. So they bring back Sean Livingston. And now they've got to decide what kind of tweaks they're going to make going forward in pursuit of regaining the top spot in the NBA.
Yeah, I think it's fair. You know, you talk about perfect fits. Sean Livingston is a perfect fit for that basketball team. Like you said, change of pace off of Steph Curry, but he distributes, he can drive, he'll take the shot, he never shies away, he plays defense. If you're going to keep pieces, I guess as they reconstitute this puzzle and try to stay on this level, they made that decision that he is one they want to keep, and more than likely Harrison Barnes is going to be walking out that door.
Well, Harrison Barnes, you know, obviously it's going to be tricky for them because they're going to be hot and heavy after Kevin Durant. And while they're pursuing Kevin Durant, Harrison Barnes is probably going to walk out that door. Whether Kevin Durant comes to Golden State is something else. And I think they're going to be in a position, if they don't get Kevin Durant, they're probably going to lose Harrison Barnes anyway. And they're going to have to replace him as the power forward. Because I don't think Barnes is in a position, because he wants to get paid, to say, well, wait until Kevin Durant makes his decision.
Right.
You know, because people will move on and he'll be left holding the bag. So I think in this situation, the Golden State Warriors have the potential to be left holding the bag as it relates to the small forward position. And as a result, they may not have to shuffle too many deck chairs. They may be in a position where they're able to keep Andrew Bogut and keep Andre Iguodala and keep some of their other bench players. And then they'll have to figure out what they're going to do in free agency as it relates to the small forward position. Maybe their fallback and consolation prize after it's all said and done is a guy like a Chandler Parsons. We hear him rumored for other places, but positional versatility, ability to rebound, ability to play the three and four, he might be a very nice fit in Golden State should they lose Harrison Barnes and strike out on Kevin Garnett. The money is going to be onerous, and they would have to do some tweaking and perhaps let in Andrew Bogut, Festus Ezeli and Andre Iguodala go, but they could certainly make it work.
Yeah, I mean, dollar and cents-wise, they could. They would have to do some tweaking. I'm not so sure. Look, I like his game, same as you do. I'm not so sure it would be worth it to do that. And I'm not so sure that Mark Cuban is going to let him go.
Well, these are all the questions that are going to get answered over the course of the next couple of weeks. But they are intriguing, and they keep us interested in the NBA. More on that next as we move along on this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. No flipping.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS, or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I told my wife I'd be home by 1 the latest. We're making an 8 o'clock plane to Florida.
Who goes to Florida in July?
It's off season. There's no crowds and you get the best room for one-tenth the price.
Some vacation. 6 cheap people in an empty hotel.
Never gets old.
It's off season, Bob.
That's it. Hey, you and I got the Vegas hotel booked for next week, brother.
Oh, yeah.
We're all set.
I actually know somebody that's crazy enough to go there for 4th of July. I mean, and he's like, you want to come? I'm like, no. Why not? I said, dude, first of all, it's always 100 degrees in July anyway. Second of all, they're experiencing a heat wave of all heat waves, so it doesn't even cool down at night, and it's been in the high 90s, almost 100 degrees at night, 11, 12 o'clock. I said, why would you? Well, I'm indoors anyway. I said, see, that's not my style of Vegas. I do like to gamble, and being indoors is part of it. You know, you'll do that at night and different things. But I like to go by the pool, and there's other parts of Vegas I enjoy every bit as much as the gaming aspect of it, and, you know, I guess for a rotund man like him, it doesn't matter. You know, I'll stay inside and, you know, soak up air conditioning, gamble, smoke cigars, and do kind of nothing. You know, I'm like, well, I couldn't go on vacation with you for 4 or 5 days. I'd kill you.
Yeah.
Plus, his vacation's too short. You know, I mean, I'm not a fan that every vacation has to be a month, but I'm not going to get on a plane for 5 hours on Friday night.
And come back Monday morning.
Well, he's coming. He's there for 4th of July. I think he's coming back Tuesday morning. So literally, he's arriving Friday after midnight local time, which he'll hang out a little bit Friday night. He says so. I think he'll be exhausted. It'll be 3 o'clock in the morning. But, you know, you got all day Saturday. You got all day Sunday. It's literally a 3-day vacation.
Right.
Because he flies out late and flies in early. I'm like, I'm not going on a 3-day vacation to spend 5 hours on a plane each way. I'm good, thank you.
Nah, no problem. But don't forget, it's a dry heat.
Yeah, I've been through that before. Again, he won't leave outdoors. You know, he'll move. The extent of his outdoor activities will be from hotel to hotel.
Yeah, well,
you know, he'll gamble, smoke cigars,
not how
and
we
he'll
roll.
Eat. That's it. No, and you know, again, he's just different. I'm like, you bring in a sports jacket, you bring a nice clothes. No, you know, he's bringing the shorts and T-shirt. I said, what about going for a couple of nice meals? And, you know, in Vegas at this point.
Yeah, you don't
they
have
really,
to.
Right. But I'm not going to a top flight restaurant in a pair of, you know, sweatpants inspired type shorts and a T-shirt. It's just not my style.
Nope. I don't roll that way either. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. But, hey, we could get an instant tea time. You know.
Yeah. Well, you know, like I said, I'm also not 5'10", 5'20". And when you're 5'10", 5'20", that's usually how you roll.
Absolutely. Literally.
You know, like I said, 5'10", 5'20". Everybody says, what does that mean? It means you mean 5'10" tall, 520 pounds. 5'10", 5'20".
There you go. Easy.
All righty, Bob. What do you say we get back to the NBA? You know, we've talked a lot of this off-season news. And we were talking Harrison Barnes, and likely he's gone as it relates to Golden State, because he can't wait and he can't ask his suitors to wait. And one of his suitors is the Philadelphia 76ers, who under Jerry and Brian Colangelo are committed to accelerating the growth process started by Sam Hinkie. And a lot of it has to do with what you've talked about. Well, we can keep acquiring talent. At some point, we have to shuffle these deck chairs and we have to start winning before we poison these young players. And they have about $60 million in cap space available, I believe. So they can sign upwards of 2 max money players, plus have room to do some other things. And they're starting, it looks like, with Harrison Barnes, who would be an ideal fit at small forward for them.
Yep.
You know, he's young. He has positional versatility. You know, he didn't play great in the NBA Finals and throughout much of the NBA playoffs. But as a young player who had a limited role, I don't know that you count that against him. You know, all of a sudden you thrust him into a more prominent role and you see how he grows. It may work out. It may not work out. He may just be a good but not great player. But we're going to get paid like a great player in this climate, and the Philadelphia 76ers have money to burn. And all of a sudden you put him at small forward with the vast array of power players. Maybe you go out and get another guard in free agency, and you continue to draft well. And all of a sudden the 76ers, if things go right, could turn the corner a lot quicker than it looked like they could just a few months ago.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty fair assessment. To me, regardless of what he brings on the court, and he's going to bring something. He didn't have a great playoffs. He would be the first to acknowledge it. What he is going to do, however, and you and I have discussed this many times, is bring something into that locker room that they're lacking right now, and that is veteran leadership. Now, look, he's young and is, you know, in his prime or potentially entering his prime, but they have nobody in that locker room that has an NBA winning pedigree and knows how to lead a losing team into a winning team. Will he be the only one doing it? No, absolutely not. But you're coming off a team where you won 73 games, you have a ring, and you're going into a locker room where they're still trying to figure out how to tie their shoelaces. So it from that aspect alone, he is valuable and would be money well spent for the Philadelphia 76ers. And as you said, they have more money. So they can probably bring in a second guy who also has leadership capability as far as in concert with basketball skills. And all of a sudden, you really have something going in that 76er locker room. You and I have talked about teams that are poised to make big jumps. If the Sixers get the right pieces with their free agent signings, that's a team that can make a big, big jump next year.
Also make some trades that shuffle the deck chairs.
Yep.
And that allows you to bring in some other pieces as well. Because if they make the right moves, as you said, in free agency, and they have the money available to do it, and Harrison Barnes would be a great start with Sarek coming in, with Nerlens Noel, Joel Embiid, and the kid out of Duke, whose name escapes
Okafor.
Me at the moment, and Jahlil Okafor already in those power positions with Ben Simmons, your front court is set for a long, long time. You now have some major issues that you need to address in the backcourt. But with $30-plus million under the salary cap, with it going up again next year, with some of the guys you drafted that may do something, or the ability to trade some of the pieces that you don't want in that front court shuffle for pieces that will help you in the backcourt, it could all end up falling together pretty quickly for the 76ers. Or it could not work, but they certainly are in a position to accelerate this process, and Brian Colangelo is committed to accelerating the process.
Yeah, no question about it. And I mean, if you're one of the GMs in the Eastern Conference, if for all the teams that we talk about that are looking to make strides and take the next step, the Celtics took their next step by becoming a viable playoff team, not just a team that made the playoffs. Maybe they're the team that plateaus this year, depending on what they're able to do in free agency or via trade. But you look at that 76er roster as constituted with the picks that they've had over the last few years, and that's a monster roster just waiting to be unleashed. We're going to find out whether or not the coach is the right coach. We're going to find out whether or not they can add the complementary pieces or not. But if they are able to, Joe, they'll go from being the worst team in the league or second worst team in the league to being a playoff team literally overnight.
Yeah, it's a possibility. I mean, I don't know how it's all going to shake out, but I think in many ways they're in an enviable position. They've got an array of power players with different looks. They can decide on who fits, who doesn't, and they can take some time to see if Joel Embiid is over that foot injury.
Right.
And then you decide, you shuffle those deck chairs. You bring in, as we said, a Harrison Barnes. There's your starting small forward. He can also, in smaller lineups, play power forward as you kind of shift things around and take care of all of that. And then, you know, as you decide to shuffle out deck chairs, you can trade for backcourt pieces. You got money to spend for backcourt pieces. You'll have next year's draft to spend for backcourt pieces.
Yep.
All of a sudden, this is not a 5-year process. You know, it looked like it was never going to end under Sam Hinkie. I don't know that they necessarily should have fired him. I think at some point he would have decided it was time to turn the corner. Well, now Brian Colangelo was in there, and he's committed to turning the corner quickly. And as you said, it could happen very quickly. If they bust out on some of these moves and they don't work, well, it may never happen. But the chances are pretty good it could happen pretty quickly.
Yeah, and that's it. I mean, you know, we've seen it before where money was available, you know, particularly in Chicago and in Dallas, where free agents just didn't take the money. But I would imagine if you're a prospective free agent on the market and you're looking at this and you're saying to yourself, all right, I have the opportunity to play on a roster that's going to win. Well, you look at the talent that's on that 76er roster and you would say to yourself, if you're a young veteran, I could make it work here and I could be one of the cornerstones of this franchise for this foreseeable future, the glue that kind of puts it all together. I would think if it would be a very attractive situation for any free agent that's out on the market.
Fair enough, Bob. What do you say we move forward? Any other movement or speculated movement that you'd like to talk about before we move in some other directions? We don't have a lot of time left, so I'll let you take this where you want to go as we kind of get ready to go home for this hump day edition of The Attack.
Well, you know, it was interesting, and I found the comments interesting, that Kevin Durant said that he liked the Oladipo with Ibaka trade, that it was a good move. And the reason why I say that, because you and I both think he's more than likely going to end up in OKC, but he's going through the process. He kept talking in terminology that indicated that it was we, it was team, it was, you know, he's a good buddy, he's a good friend. You know, what he's done for us, talking about Serge. And he talked about the community, and it, you know, when he endorsed the trade and the move, and it was the fact that the most important player on the franchise as of right now is endorsing moves that their upper management has made. If you're an OKC fan, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but it's got to sound pretty sweet to your ears that he's still referring to it in the context of I'm a member of this team. We'll see. I mean, he could still move on, but I kind of like the comments from an OKC perspective and the fact that he welcomed and endorsed the trade.
I think it buoys some hope for them, and it has to buoy that feeling that he's coming back there. But at the same time, you don't read too much into that. Up until July 1st, it's still we. Come July 1st, they're they until he signs a new deal.
Yeah, no, that's fair. That's fair. But, you know, he likes Oladipo and they're friends. And, you know, he's a fave of Kevin Durant. You know, it's upper management will always pull the trigger on things that they help will get their star back in uni. So we'll see how it plays out.
Exactly right. I'll give you a final one as we wrap up. And this is not movement, but it's a suggestion. It looks like DeMar DeRozan's going to stay in Toronto for a mega deal. You know, get the framework worked out, sign him last, take advantage of the fact that you have his bird rights. Most of the core there is going to be back.
Yep.
From Corey Joseph to Kyle Lowry to Damare Carroll to Jonas Valanciunas on down, Terrence Ross. They got a glaring hole at starting power forward. You can make the money work, Ryan Anderson or Al Horford.
Mm-hmm.
Try and target one of those guys, plug them in at the four. And all of a sudden, they're right there with Indiana as the teams most likely to give Cleveland trouble in the East. It'll be a pretty and that Toronto group would be a pretty damn, pretty good, pretty deep group. Maybe their star power at the very top is not equal to the Cavs, but boy, they'd be dangerous 10 deep. Something to think about as we take you home on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Keep it where it is.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, wrapping up this edition. I want to thank Jordan Wendell for coming on board as well. And, you know, we were talking about the 76ers and whether or not they're going to be able to make that jump depending on what they're able to do in free agency. But, you know, it's funny, 6 weeks after Sam Hinkie got fired, canned, resigned, whatever you want to call it, you know, he's finally opening up a little bit, and it's, you know, it's an interesting dynamic with the city on how they feel about him, and this is something we may explore a little bit later in the week. Some of the guys get it. Some of the fans get it. Some of them were very frustrated. But ownership itself, you know, he wrote that 16-page letter on the process and all this and everything else, but they just didn't win. And once Jerry Colangelo was signed, that was it. You know, and part of that fell on Hinkie, the fact that he's, you know, certainly in the basketball world a nerd and not somebody who was really good at communicating his ideas to other people. And when you're trying to put an organization together and sell a plan, as it were, you've got to be able to put said plan out there and explain to the people why it's going to work and why they need to be patient. I think the hardcore fan in Philadelphia has acknowledged that they get it, but it's also one of those situations that you know, to use a restaurant analogy, maybe the sous chef puts everything together and the chef puts the final touch on it as it finally goes out to the customer. And maybe that's what needed to happen in Philadelphia. But, you know, from the perspective of the basketball fan, Sam Hinkie put together one hell of a roster. Now we're going to see how it plays out. Now they got to tweak it. Now they got to fine-tune it and make it work for the public. Well, we hope you enjoyed this edition of The Attack. Make sure you stay tuned for all the terrific programming here in the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. For Senator Roberto out on the West Coast and Mr. Joe Spano, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.